But I've got all the tweets that she sent, and I was going to read them out to you. So we could like reenact it out. I've printed like two lots out.
Oh, this is going to be good.
Okay.
Okay, no, I'm ready for this.
I can't stand you. I can't be near you. I'd switch seats if I could. Is this really a surprise to you? Are you really surprised at this information?
Great. Just great. I'm just so glad that I paid $40 extra to be on this flight with you.
I don't care.
Well, I'm glad you don't care. It's just meanness. Do I really deserve it? I mean, why are you bringing it up? Is that what you're starting to do with me? Just fade me out like you do the others? You don't even understand why I'm sad. You hate everything about me. Why is this so easy for you? Is it just that easy? What do you want from me? Well, what makes you so special? You should probably just stop talking. Just stop talking. In fact, I'm going to ask Charlotte. I'm going to ask her the minute we get home, and we'll see if your stories match.
Have you ever witnessed a breakup in public? 0161 288 0103. Give us a call now. So Mark's in Denton. Go on then, Mark. Tell us a story. You've witnessed a big breakup?
Yeah, it was pretty messy. It was about a month ago, and I was third wheeling because I had nothing better to do. So I went bowling with a mate of mine and his girlfriend.
Okay.
So I thought, oh yeah, be nice night out, bowling, Friday night, can't really go wrong.
Yeah.
And they had a massive argument.
So you don't have an argument around a bowling ball, do you?
No.
They cause damage.
They could be lethal weapons in the wrong hands.
Well, it was just as I was taking my go, and I was just taking it, and then I heard him make a really loud screech, and everyone turned around and watched. I was like, oh.
Oh, man.
But then she ran off.
Yeah.
And then he, being a good boyfriend, ran after her.
Right.
And
then he's going to be in bowling shoes, isn't he? So you've got a bit of traction going on, yeah?
I was left at the lane by myself, just three goes in,
right,
with an hour left on the lane.
At least you got like three people.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's the positive you would have spun on it, Chelsea. You would have got loads of free goes. Hey, listen, and did they ever come back, or did they run off with their bowling shoes?
Oh, they ran off with their bowling shoes.
Oh no. Right.
Now, whoever does that?
I did it once at Stockport.
I like the way when they do that, incidentally, they want you to give over your own shoes.
Yeah.
As if you're going to think the bowling shoes are better than your own shoes, and you're going to run off with them.
And they spray that thing in like it's like, oh, thank you, I know now it's clean. I don't think it is.